It's time for Mark James.
I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid 90s. Phony Michelle. I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career. Chris Frail. I've known Michael Irvin for 16, 17 years. University of Miami fam. We're good like that.
Kyrie Irving.
I'm very good friends with Steph Curry, as you know.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, shout out to Charles Manson.
Next star here at WEEI. That, of course, is Mark with a C, James.
Mark effing James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser. Ordinary Hayward. I'm going to call him Brad Farrell because he's actually John Farrell without a ring.
And I think one thing.
Exactly.
So your turkeys of the year, Barbados Belichick.
Byrie Irving.
You can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
I know that you keep saying that you don't know what's going to happen in the future. Is there any possibility that you would retire after this last season?
I would say it's pretty unlikely, but yeah, hopefully unlikely.
Well, well, well. I guess a few days changes things now, doesn't it? Not that it really changed too much, because he said they're probably unlikely, hopefully unlikely. And today, Tom Brady left no doubt whatsoever. Tom Brady did what a lot of people here thought he would say and what he would do. And I'm going to give you. And by the way, my name is Mark James. It's Mark with a C, James, here with you till 1 in the morning. I'm going to get to all your phone calls. But Tom Brady released a post on Instagram today, and he said, and I quote, "I just wanted to say to all of our fans, thank you, capital letters, exclamation point. After a few days of reflection, I am so grateful and humbled by the unconditional support you have shown me the past 2 decades. Running out of that tunnel every week is a feeling that is hard to explain. I wish every season ended in a win, but that's not the nature of sports or life. Nobody plays to lose. But the reward for working hard is just that, the work. I've been blessed to find a career I love, teammates who go to battle with me, an organization that believes in me, and fans who have been behind us every step of the way. Every one of us that works at Gillette Stadium strive to do their best, spend themselves at a worthy cause and prepared to fail while daring greatly. Half tweet, Teddy Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt reference. And for that, we've been rewarded with something that the scoreboard won't show, the satisfaction of knowing we gave everything to each other in pursuit of a common goal. That is what, in all capital letters, team is all about. In both life and football, failure is inevitable. You don't always win. You can, however, learn from that failure, pick yourself up with great enthusiasm, and place yourself in the arena again. And that's right where you will find me, because I know I still have more to prove. So, I guess with my chart there that we have talked about odds. What are the odds Tom Brady will do this? What are the odds Tom Brady will do that? I guess right now we can throw out the retirement thing. I can, we could throw that one out, which I had at about 20%. So that one's gone now, right? No more retirement for TB12. We can throw that away. So now it comes to the odds of him playing for another team or him playing here in New England. So I'm going to go this. I'm going to up the ante. I will say this. Something feels, I call it intuition, a premonition, whatever you want, whatever synonym you like to use. Something makes me feel that there's a better chance of him coming back to New England than I originally anticipated. However, I'm still going 65% Tom Brady plays somewhere else, 35% he comes back to New England, and obviously the zero chance that he's retiring. He must have got the green light from Giselle, his better half, and she said, you can do what you want, just be healthy, baby, or whatever. And I'm sure that they had, let's just say, a nice intimate moment. And then she gave him the green light, happy wife, happy life. Okay? So now we know he's playing football this year. Okay, we know one thing in 2020, Tom Brady will be suiting up at one of 32, well, actually, that would be not 32. It would be actually 30 NFL stadiums because the Chargers and Rams will share one and the Giants and Jets share one. So he'll be playing for one of the 32 teams in the NFL. I don't know. I hope it's here in New England. But that said to me that he let the world know, listen, I'm not done yet. This ain't over. I'm not going to have my career end on a pick six to my former teammate Logan Ryan in a wild card loss at home. That's not going to happen. So I think from that standpoint, we can all sort of exhale a little bit. But now the big question is, what are the Patriots' chances to resign him? What is Robert Kraft going to have to do to veto and overrule his president, his general manager, his head coach, Bill Belichick? Just like he did a little bit under two and a half years ago when Jimmy Garoppolo got traded on Halloween night 2017. So Brady's coming back, folks. That's the good news of the day. Okay? He's coming back. He wants to play football. I'm still at 65% he's going to play somewhere else. I don't know. I just, you know, because I don't know. Because now you're Robert Kraft, and yes, you do have the veto power. Yes, you have the autonomy to supersede and overrule anything that Bill Belichick wants to do. But at what cost? You've overruled Belichick before, not only with Jimmy Garoppolo trading him, you overruled Belichick by cutting Antonio Brown. And now, at least the perception standpoint, is you're going to overrule Bill Belichick by wanting to keep Tom Brady here, which I do believe, forget about business, it's the right football move. Of course, from a business standpoint, it makes the utmost sense. But it's the right football move because you don't have anyone. Now, if the Patriots want to trade into the top 10 of the draft and take Justin Herbert or wait where they're picking around 23 and select Jacob Eason or Jake Fromm, who just declared himself eligible and will skip his senior year, then that's interesting, but they're not ready. I think Tom Brady has at least two more years left. And prior, I think you could, unless he has just a Peyton Manning hit the wall, throwing nothing but ducks and picks in 2015 season, I think Tom Brady, you can get two more years out of him. And then maybe in the meantime, you get Jacob Eason or Drew Locke out of Utah State. Love. I believe it's Justin Love. I'll have to check that. But you get someone that you feel as though is a guy that can compete with Jarrett Stidham. I don't know that Jarrett Stidham's the guy. I don't know he's not. But I'm not willing to put all my eggs in the basket of Jarrett Stidham. I'm just not doing it. I don't get it. Jordan Love is his name. Okay? So there you go. I can tell you right now, hey, Joe Cortez, can we, you can give this one to Ken Laird, because he loves my new nicknames. I have a new nickname. So you want to give me a drum roll? I'll wait for the drum roll. Because this guy is going to be a complete bust in the NFL draft. So and I've been saying this about him for a long time. Oh, you got a nice drum roll. I like it. There you go, Joe Cortez. Very nice. Even if the Patriots traded up in the top five and he was still there, there's no way I would take this guy who is for sure to be a bust. Probably the level of Ryan Leaf or Jamarcus Russell, or maybe not that bad, but at least Blaine Gabbert. And his name is Tua Tagovailoa. Tua Tagovailoa. Who's going to be a bust? He's short. He's got small hands. He's injury prone. He's left-handed, and he's overrated. Besides that, he's great, though. And folks, I don't care. I'm not one of these people in this market who gets a draft book or goes and gets an ESPN Plus insider account and pretends I'm a draft expert, you know, after the combine because I have Todd McShay and Mel Kiper's latest mock draft. I am a draft expert. I watch college football. So the fake analyst that you'll see that will say, whoa, you should take this guy, take that guy. Dude, did anybody in this market ever watch Jarrett Stidham play college football? Because I did. I watched a lot of his games at Auburn. Can any of you tell me who one of his receivers were? No. Can any of you tell me who his running back was? No. So I watched Jarrett Stidham. Don't tell me about Jarrett Stidham. I watch SEC football. I watch college football. I forgot more about college football the last time I took a crap than anybody in this market's history will ever know. Ever know. Okay? I am a draft expert. But not because I'm just a draft expert. It's because I know college football. I watch college football. I religiously watch from whether it's from game day, which I tape every time because I'm on the air, and then I'm watching the noon games for at least an hour because I'm on with Mark and Hart from 9 to 1, and I'm going home, and I'm watching the games all the way until the Pac-12 after dark every single Saturday. I know all about Tua, just like I know all about Stidham, just like I know all about Herbert and Eason and Jake Fromm and Nate Stanley. You don't even know who the hell that is. And Anthony Gordon and Steven Montez. None of you know who they are. Thank you. Joe, you're on a roll tonight, man. You're on a roll tonight. I mean, it's like you're on a roll, dude. But Tua Tagovailoa. He's Samoan Tebow. That's what he is. He's Samoan Tebow. Better, more accurate, but got bust written all over him. All over him. And very overrated. And if the Dolphins are smart, they will pass on him at number five. Do not take, hey, if those quacks down in Miami didn't think a guy after the 05 season by the name of Drew Brees was good enough to play for them and they went with Dante Culpepper, then you may want to probably steer clear of Tua Tagovailoa. I just, like, for me, the good news is Brady wants to come back. Now, the big news,
I'm back.
Where is he going to come back? Will it be here in New England? What is the price that Robert Kraft is willing to pay? Is he willing to do that to pull a 1996 thing like he did against Bill Parcells and risk the chance of alienating Bill Belichick by interfering with the groceries and the meal and everything? Are you willing? Because here's the thing, folks. You know and I know it. Brady, Belichick doesn't want Brady back. Okay? It doesn't take a molecular biologist to figure that one out. Belichick wants nothing to do with Tom Brady anymore. He wanted to replace him 6 years ago when he was 37. He's going to be 43 by the start of next season. You think he wants a 43-year-old guy at starting quarterback? No, he doesn't. At all. Okay? So there's that. So my question to you is, with this announcement today, do you feel better, the same, or maybe worse about Tom Brady returning back to New England? My opinion is I think you should feel the same, or maybe maybe slightly better, because you know he wants to play. You know he still, like,
He's not going out. Just like when they got bounced in 09 at home in wild card weekend against the Ravens. They came back the following year. They went 14-2. They unfortunately lost in the divisional playoff to Mark Sanchez and the Jets. But the next year, they were settling all family business like Michael Corleone at the end of Godfather Part 1. Okay? That's what they were doing. So, I think what you do is, if you're the Patriots, you bring him back for two more years. You give him $40 to $43 million guaranteed. You draft another guy in the first or second round. And you try to have him and Stidham learn under the GOAT for two more years. And just soak and absorb everything like a sponge. That's all you got to do. Just learn everything that you can. Yes, you got to learn everything that you can in terms of what Tom Brady, like, just everything he does on and off the field, his demeanor in the locker room, you know, how he interacts with his other teammates. Just everything that he does, that's what you need to look into. But I can tell you right now, Belichick don't want him back. You know, and I know it. And I think Belichick, and I said this before, and I'll say it again, Belichick put Tom Brady in the utmost position to fail this season. Didn't go out and get a real tight end after Gronk decided that he wanted to retire temporarily. Didn't go out and upgrade the left tackle or try to even get a left tackle. Just assume that you're going to put a rookie who never played a single regular season game or a snap in his life, and you're going to put him at the toughest position on the O-line to protect Tom Brady's blindside and Isaiah Wynn, who was out the first 10 games of the season anyway? So, I think Belichick and Kraft, believe you me, he's not absolved from any wrongdoing too, because he was the one who cut Tom Brady's favorite weapon. Oh, and here's another thing that Tom Brady should get if and when he comes back to New England. If Tom Brady wants AB back, you need to bring back Antonio Brown. Okay? That's non-negotiable, like U.S. currency. You need to bring back AB if Brady comes back. No problems. And even say, all right, you have some sort of zero tolerance policy, but wink, wink, not a real zero tolerance policy. Okay? So your thoughts on Brady's Instagram post, 617-779-7937. Tonight, the Celtics game, they got smacked by the San Antonio Spurs. They got completely curb stomped. But the game changed in the third quarter. Celtics were down by 7 points. Kimball Walker got two technicals after he took a screen that I've seen offensive linemen in the NFL not even put on opposing D linemen and D ends. By LaMarcus Aldridge on Kemba. Kemba complained to the ref. He got tossed from the game, and then some idiot fan threw a beer on the court, and that fan has been subsequently arrested. But at the end of the day, the Celtics got completely destroyed. Tonight's another reminder that no matter what the Celtics record is, Brad Stevens continues to show me why. His sixth or seventh season here in Boston since he took over for Doc Rivers? He came in at the end of, the 2013 season. So 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. This is his seventh season here. His seventh year in Boston. His team's not going to the finals. I don't even know if they're going to the Eastern Conference finals. I mean, you got smacked by a San Antonio team whose best player is DeMar DeRozan. That's all I know. They got smacked tonight. Brad Stevens got outcoached, outsmarted, out-strategized by Greg Popovich in every way, shape, and form, and Stevens has the better team. So Stevens showed again why that, if he faces a better coach, then he will get out-coached. Now, there aren't many better coaches in the Eastern Conference. Nick Nurse, my main man in Milwaukee, Mike Budenholzer. But if he faces a coach who's his superior, he will get smacked in the playoffs. Tell you what, the Heat will be a tough matchup for the Celtics too, because Spoelstra has had some good success against Brad Stevens with inferior talent. And now they've turned some things around down there in Miami. So all that, you want to chime in on the Celtics game, feel free to do that.
But the Brady post is the big thing. Does he stay here in New England? Or does he take his talents elsewhere? What do you think? 617-779-7937. Do you think by him announcing on Instagram today that this gives the Patriots a better chance to re-sign him? Or do you think that this really had nothing to do with the Patriots? This is just Brady letting the world know that he still wants to play football the next upcoming season. What do you think that that means? I don't know what it means for New England, but I do know that obviously he's not done yet. He's coming back for his 43rd birthday. He's coming back for his 21st season in the NFL. He'll be back. He will be back. So that it was sort of like, holy crap, you know, TB12. He's letting the world know. Raiders, Cowboys, Bears, Chargers, Patriots, and anybody else, maybe a secret team. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, the Colts, you're right. I could see Frank Reich. The only thing about that, though, they don't have enough weapons, man.
And it's, walking past Peyton Manning every day.
Right, exactly. I still think Dallas, I don't see him going to play for Mike McCarthy, but who knows? You never know. He sure as hell ain't going to the Giants to play for Joe Judge. That's for damn sure. No. So all that in consideration, what this means for Tom Brady and what this means for the New England Patriots. But I can tell you right now, Bill Belichick, he does not want him back. And Belichick will have to have his power vetoed by Robert Kraft, and it will be. Because here's the thing. And I know Belichick doesn't really care because he did this before with Vinny Testaverde. Bernie Kosar, when he got rid of him in Cleveland for Vinny Testaverde. But you don't want the blood on your hands as being the guy who's perceived as the one who ran Tom Brady out of town. You don't want that. And Kraft would actually be doing Belichick a favor. You don't want that blood on your hands. You just don't. You can't be that guy. So right now, if I'm Robert Kraft and Jonathan Kraft, I'm putting together some sort of formulating some plan, some multi-year agreement that Tom Brady's going to get. I don't know. $30 to $35 million guaranteed. And I know a lot of it's for services rendered, but you have to show the man his just due and respect. And he's going to get what Drew Brees wants and vice versa. So it's, because otherwise, this is what you risk. With Jarrett Stidham starting a quarterback next year, guess what you risk? A 6-10 season and a half empty Gillette Stadium. And guess what you're going to, and guess the worst part of it? What's the thing that has now crippled the Red Sox fan base? Apathy. No one cares. Nobody cares. The Red Sox, after winning the World Series 2 years ago, which they're under investigation for cheating, people last year, meh. Now, if and when they trade Mookie Betts and or David Price prior to the season, it's going to be even worse than that. You're going to have two tickets on your windshield when you park at Shaw's or Star Market. You're going to come out and there's going to be four tickets on your windshield and a parking pass. You won't be able to give tickets away. You don't want that. Especially when you only have 8 home games a year in the regular season. That's all you're guaranteed about. You don't get 81. You get 8. So therein lies the difference. And people right now, they don't care about the Red Sox. The Red Sox, you won 4 World Series since 2004. It's like, people, they care about the team, but it's, the mystique is gone now. Like the mystique of, you know, David trying to overcome Goliath. I mean, he won 4 World Series in 15 years. It doesn't, you know, it's, you know, people here are just like, you're living in a Patriots town. And if you want to keep it, a Patriots town, you better do the right thing, to quote Spike Lee. All right. I'll get to your phone calls next. 617-779-7937. Oh, listen to this one, Joe. Look, buddy, it's on the text line. The Boston sports media craps all over the Boston team shtick is so old, it's not going to get you anything but hate. Well, it's not a shtick, and I'm not hating. I'm just telling you the truth. If you can't handle the truth, then that's your problem. I'm not hating. I'm just telling you what's up. I believe that Tom Brady should be brought back, and I believe he should be given a pretty good guarantee in the neighborhood of 30 to 30, maybe $40 million guaranteed. And you split up the dead cap money that you would have to use next year if he's not here anyway, which is $13.5 million. You can split it up over 2 years. So that dead cap money is not going away. Get back to your phone calls, but now it's time for trending.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Boston Sports Station. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right. Patriots defensive line coach Brett Bielema is expected to be in the mix for the Giants defensive coordinator job under former special teams coordinator and their new head coach, Joe Judge. According to The Athletic, Julian Edelman played with multiple injuries throughout the season, including his shoulder, ribs, knee, etc., including an AC joint in that shoulder. Chaim Bloom said the Red Sox will cooperate with MLB in their sign-stealing investigation. I mentioned Celtics got smacked tonight by the San Antonio Spurs, 129-114. Kemba Walker was ejected in the third quarter after a horrible missed call that led to some words exchanged between Kemba and the referee. They're back tomorrow night against Philadelphia. Where's that game at tomorrow night? Do you know?
Oh, it's in Philly. Because the Bruins are playing in the Garden, yeah.
Okay, it's in Philly. Thank you. Bruins are back. Good. Right on the... Man, you're very, very good, quick with the reply. I like that. Bruins back in the Garden tomorrow night. I'll take it on Winnipeg. Puck will drop at 7. That's what's trending now.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
What about you, Bill? Will you be back here coaching this team next year?
I've just answered all those questions. All the future questions are the future. Okay? We're 12 hours, less than 12 hours after the game. I think anybody that's competitive and has been in this type of situation, you know, your focus is on the game, you know, it's not on something else. So hopefully you can respect that, but if you can't, then I've done the best I can to explain it. I'm sorry. It's as simple as that.
All right. There it is. Hey, I want to say this. Go see Uncut Gems. I saw it today. Freaking great. Freaking unbelievable. And I left there saying, like, that was an ending. I'm not going to tell you what happened, but that was an ending. That was a great movie. KG was great. Sandler was amazing. Very well done. A24 Films. It was epic. Go see Uncut Gems. I left there, didn't feel like I got ripped off like I did when I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Congratulations to my main man, the Joker, a.k.a. Joaquin Phoenix, for winning the best actor at the Golden Globes the other night. Hopefully that will fall suit at the Oscar Awards coming up next month, which he better win the best actor there because there was no one close to him. Sandler was great, though. Sandler was great. And I think Sandler has taken a turn in his career. I'm just going to say this. Where Robin Williams forever was the funny guy. He was the funny guy. It's all he was. Mrs. Doubtfire. All these, he was the funny guy. He was always the funny guy. And then he was the professor in Good Will Hunting and the psychologist with Matt Damon. And then he did that weird movie where he was that pervy photo guy and 1 hour photo. And then he did Insomnia with Al Pacino and Hilary Swank. So, it made me look at him even more like Adam Sandler. Yeah, he's not just baby talk and, you know, whatever anymore. He's legit. Like this was a career defining role for him. All right. Brady made the announcement. What are your thoughts? 617-779-7937. Someone just texted and said, Mark, if you had to choose between Brady or Belichick, who would you keep? And the answer is yes, I would keep them. That's what I'm going. Yes, I would keep them. Obviously, Bill Belichick has much more left coaching than Tom Brady has left playing. I'll say that. But my answer is yes, I would keep them. That's my answer. I'm not picking right now. But yes, long term, there's no question Belichick has more left coaching than Brady. I think 2 more years and then that's it. No matter if he wants to play till he's 45 or not. I'm sorry. It's 2 more years and you know, unless he has a renaissance two more years and he's, it's like, dude, after a while, man, you just got to like hang this thing up, you know, but I don't think he's there yet. I don't think he's hit that wall yet like Peyton Manning did in 2015. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Matt in North Attleboro. What's up, Matt?
Hey, how's it going?
Great, Matt.
Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, I think that the reasons for Tom to come back to the Patriots are greater than the ones to leave. And I think that the main one that a lot of people don't really talk about is that while he's a smart guy and whatnot, he would have to go to a whole different team, bond with a new coach, bond with his new teammates, and then learn a whole new system. And this, especially if you're talking about the Chargers.
By the way, here's the thing too, you know, I'm not a big fan of this guy, Matt. But LeVar Arrington was on the Colin Cowherd show, and he said for Tom Brady now to start over, he's like, you got a guy who knows, you know, like how much you're going to wear when it comes to your, when the weather's cold out. You got your favorite, you know, place you like to park. You've got things that you've done for 20 years that, you know, exactly. You change that now. You really get out of your comfort zone, and it's, I mean, some guys obviously are forced to change that, but like, it's just to, could you imagine after 20 years, Kobe Bryant going to play for somebody else other than the Lakers, or Derek Jeter going to play for somebody else other than the Yankees?
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that Tom knows that too. I think he knows the risks that are associated with leaving. And I think that part of that is he puts his reputation in New England on the line. Now, I'm not going to say that everyone's going to hate him if he goes to a new team, but everyone always thought that Tom was going to start a Patriot, retire a Patriot. That's how it's always been. I've always thought that too. And now you got this and that. And it's just, I think that he's a smart guy, and I don't think that he's going to take the chance. And one thing I hate is going into the athletes' Instagram posts and stuff like that and ripping those apart. But I will say it. You saw it with the one that he posted today that I still have left to prove. Well, if he's still feels like he's being challenged and he feels like he has to prove himself, then I don't know why he would take that shot at more failure if he goes somewhere else.
Great point. Great point. Now, Matt, if the Patriots are going to play this, low ball crap, and they're going to BS and low ball him, and they're going to, you know, come at him with some offer like, oh, here's 1 year at $15 million, then, I mean, dude, if you want to go ahead and you know, disrespect him. Anyway, here's the thing about it, Matt. If we were October 30th, if it was October 30th, not October 31st, which is Halloween night when they trade Jimmy G, if we could turn the clock back to October 30th, 2017, and pretend that Jimmy G's still here, well, then you have leverage. You have no leverage now.
Exactly.
Like, even if you go out and get the best stopgap transitional quarterback for 1 year, Teddy Bridgewater, you're still going to have to pay him.
I still think the Saints are going to give him up.
Right. They're not going to give him up. He's going to stay there, wait till Drew's gone. He'll take over.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah,
it's,
exactly.
It's such an easy paycheck. And like, you know, Drew, does his days are numbered. His expiration date's coming too. So you don't have that, you know, you don't have the leverage right now. Brady's got the leverage. You don't have any leverage anymore. What are you going to come at him with? Jared Stidham? You're going to bring in Andy Dalton or Marcus Mariota? Is that what you're going to do? I mean, come on. Give me a break. You know? If the Buccaneers get rid of Jameis Winston, you're going to bring him? I mean, seriously. Cam Newton? You're going to bring Cam Newton in here in New England who would fit in like oh my God. Cam Newton would fit in New England about as well as Kyrie Irving did. That would never happen. And it should never happen. I think his best days are over with anyway. But you have to bring Brady back. You have to give him Antonio Brown. You have to. No doubt. Sean, who's been holding for a long time, thanks for hanging in.
Hello there, Mark. Hey. I just want to say, great show as always there, bud. You do a great job and great perspective as always.
I'm going to just say,
you know, it seems to me that, you know, there's problems with our teams, and we're going to get through it. I mean, the Red Sox, like you said, they got that cheating scandal that we're getting hit with. You know, the Bruins, of course, have had their issues with the goalies and stuff. The Celtics, of course, tonight. I mean, you're right. I mean, I don't think they're going to win the finals. I mean, unless they do some kind of a trade, we'll see what happens with it. And then, of course, yes, the Patriots. I'll get to the Celtics real quickly because that's what the purpose of the call was. The Patriots, in my view, I believe that Brady will return to New England. I mean, he would be the better fit. I would like to see him retire as a Patriot. I mean, the idea of him going to another team is like, remember when Joe Namath went to another team?
Well, Joe Montana, but listen. Joe Montana was still good. Peyton Manning did win a Super Bowl in Denver, even though it was in his worst year, but he did win it. So there are stories that can end.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, pretty good. Brett Favre got him to the NFC Championship game. The Vikings, even though his stop at the Jets was certainly forgettable.
Especially the disappointing ending for what the Jets had to go through in 08 when they went 8-3 and then they – I mean, yeah, 8-3, and then they ended up, you know, losing 4 out of 5. But, of course, we'll have to see what Brady does. But I do believe he'll come back. But, yeah, you know, there's always been that thing about, you know, is there friction between Belichick and Brady? Do they not get along or something? I mean, because you were saying, you know, that Bill Belichick basically – or was it Mutt? Yeah, Mutt basically said, I think in the last show, that, you know, Belichick basically does not want I think Brady here. I think it was Mutt or you there, Mark. But anyway,
well, I definitely said. But I mean, it's pretty much commonly known. What's your Celtics point?
Well, my Celtic point is this. You know, I just was absolutely disgraceful that the NBA could be like that. How the heck can you not even call that offensive foul? It was such an illegal pick. I mean, the NBA has really screwed up. You know, it's already been a month ago today when the Patriots got ripped and screwed, okay, excuse me, everybody, because of bad officiating against the Kansas City Chiefs. Now a month later, on January 8th, the Celtics get screwed, okay? This is enough, okay? The NFL and NBA, you really need to get your officiating fixed because it's obviously horrible that you're missing calls left and right. I mean, I know these are like new officials that the NFL has and the NBA has, but when is enough going to be enough? I mean, I'm serious. Yeah. I mean, everybody should agree with me about this.
Well, it's true. Officiating's been piss poor across the board. All right, 617-779-7937. So Brady says he wants to come back. Great. What do you think that means for the Patriots? What do you think the percentage of him coming back to New England and not ending his career, back-to-back losses to Ryan Fitzpatrick and Ryan Tannehill, including the wild card? 617-779-7937.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
All right, 10:51 right here on Mark After Dark, WEEI. The number to get in, 617-779-7937. This is the most important, vital, crucial, critical offseason in New England Patriots franchise history. They are at a crossroads. But unlike a few years ago, they don't have any long-term solutions like they did when a gentleman by the name of James Garoppolo was still here. He is no longer here, okay? So now it's all about what can you do to stop becoming irrelevant? Because if you don't bring back Tom Brady next year, oh yeah, people still be interested in the product until you go about 6-10. And then apathy sets in and you become irrelevant. You don't want that to happen. This is a Patriots town, and it has been for quite some time. But take them out of here, and they're not competing at the level that they were, where they were pretty much division champs for 11 straight years, and look what you got then. Look what you got then. Back to the phones. Bob in a car. What's up, Bob?
Hi, how are you, Mark? I like your show.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
Like what you had to say about the quarterbacks in college. I agree with you, and I also agree with your 35-65 number. I don't think I think there's a lot to be said for some new beginnings for everybody here. I'd love to see him come back, but I don't know if Brady's coming back. So I'm just going to throw out a ridiculous idea that just came up. I grew up in Michigan going to the games there. My parents met there, so I grew up going to football games there and watched Tom Brady play. Why doesn't he go play for Matt Patricia and give something in Detroit, who's never won a Super Bowl, something to cheer
they
about?
They don't have enough.
Make the history books.
They don't have enough. They just don't have enough. He has to go to a ready to win situation. And I think the Chargers would be horrible because nobody gives a crap about the Chargers. Brady coming there would be the equivalent of David Beckham signing with the LA Galaxy in 2007, where he was sort of way past his prime. And it was like you become a tourist attraction. Brady doesn't want to be a tourist attraction. Brady wants to win. He wants to win. Now, can he win in L.A.? Yeah, he can win. But you're going up against Mahomes. Who knows what, you know, I could see my most likely destinations, I always said, are Dallas, Vegas, maybe Chicago or Tennessee. Tennessee would be interesting for him to go play for Vrabel and you know, that would be interesting. Tennessee is more in play than I thought it would ever be.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, all those signs you're saying too point to maybe a little better than 35-65, because I agree with you. I think his number one concern is he wants to win.
That's it.
He wants to win.
And he wants to be respected. You know, like if he stays in New England, he's going to want money. He's going to want some sort of downside guarantee. So there's that. I usually talk to this guy on the weekends, but to what do we owe the pleasure of going down to the South Shore and speak to Danny in Quincy? Hello, Danny.
Man, I am in sports depression after last weekend, man.
Oh, God.
Am I the only one that feels this way?
No.
Oh, my God. And the worst thing about last weekend is the game was on Saturday, and I couldn't even watch the games on Sunday. I just didn't.
Right.
The only thing that would have been worse would have been if they were the first game and lost. Then I would have had to watch Buffalo with a.
Well, Danny.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm walking around in a fire. I got real life issues going on as well, and I thought the Patriots would at least take me to February, you know?
Danny, how about me? Not only did they lose, but I had a two-team teaser.
Yeah.
I had Buffalo +8.5 and the Patriots +1.5. If Brady doesn't throw that 6-yard out to the sideline, which I don't know what the hell he was doing anyway, I would have won. All they had to do was just, like, throw an incomplete pass. I win the game. I win my bet.
What killed you there was the punt. The punt got to the 1-yard, one-inch line. if that went in the end zone, maybe that doesn't happen. Who knows? But, yeah, because, I mean, the ball would have been on the 25, right? So, am I right?
Yes.
On the punt. I mean, that's what really killed you.
I know.
If the guy intercepted it and they were on the 25 or wherever they would have started, maybe he wouldn't have run it in. But
right.
Maybe he would have preserved your bet. But anyways, I don't know. But getting back to what makes you think Bill Belichick doesn't want Tom Brady back? Do you really think Belichick set Brady up to fail? Do you think he would have really jeopardized a season, winning a championship just to prove a point?
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if he intentionally did it, but it happened.
It happened, but, just the same thing with the Butler thing, you know, Malcolm Butler. I don't think he would ever jab. I think Belichick and Brady are two of a kind. Nothing is more important than winning the last game of the season.
Sure.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the people that hate Belichick, deep down inside, are wishing they want Tom Brady to go to another team. So they'll have another thing to hate Belichick about. I'm not an individual rooter. I'm a team logo and laundry rooter, okay? I love players, don't get me wrong, but always in the context of the team. And that's maybe the difference between you and I. I don't care about MVPs, individual awards, Cy Youngs. I definitely don't lose sleep over players getting their money or not getting their money. How a blue-collar worker working 70 hours a week trying to feed a family could ever worry or lose sleep about a multi-billion-dollar athlete trying to get another contract. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
You ever see The Bronx Tale?
Yes.
When he told this kid, you know, is Mickey Mantle going to pay your bills?
No.
He doesn't care about you.
Mickey Mantle doesn't give a crap about you or your family. Yeah,
exactly.
I saw it.
But know, so anyway, so that's kind of where I'm coming from. The reason why I love Belichick is he's a head coach. He's one person. And I think in football, the head coach is the single most important aspect of that sport, you know? So, you know, that's why I love Belichick. I think he's the best. Does he make mistakes? Yeah, of course he does. But I would never think, if he thinks Stidham is the answer, then maybe he will let him go. But I don't think he would let Brady go if he thought.
But Danny, do you really think Belichick wants Brady back at 43?
Yeah, I think if it's his best. Why do you say that?
Because he's going to be 43. Belichick doesn't want to go. Danny, he wanted him out 6 years ago and he was 37.
That was different.
That's correct.
6 years ago.
But here's the thing, though. He's not as good as he was 6 years ago.
I understand. No, he wanted him out. No, that wasn't. Garoppolo was 6 years ago?
Yeah, 2014 draft.
Oh, my God, man.
Yeah, I know. Time flies, right?
Okay. But he honestly believed Garoppolo was the answer.
Sure.
You can't judge the timing. That was a very unique circumstance. Brady was getting up there in years. No quarterback ever broke that threshold. So he was trying to time it. He had the quarterback to replace him, and Brady just, you know, disproved him. But you can't blame him for that. And look at Garoppolo. He's in the he's playing this week.
Yeah,
right?
I know. Yep.
But if he believes Stidham is the answer, then maybe he will let him go. But if he believes he's not, I don't think he'd take that chance.
We'll see. So Tom Brady announces that he's going to play football in 2020, and he didn't say, like, it wasn't even any shred of doubt whatsoever. Your thoughts? Phone calls next hour. Midnight Express coming up, of course, at midnight when Wednesday turns into Thursday. Don't go anywhere.